WCRI's festival series highlights one of our community's greatest musical traditions, the Newport Music Festival. Since 1969, the Newport Music Festival has hosted over 2,000 concerts in Rhode Island's most prestigious venues, while presenting world-renowned and emerging classical music artists from around the globe. The Newport Music Festival has left an indelible mark on our music history here in Rhode Island, as well as around the world. Now, here's host Mike Mano, along with the festival's executive director, Pamela Pantos.
Happy almost spring, Pamela. It's March 1st, believe it
or
not.
Oh, I'm so waiting for spring.
It's around the corner. I know it's not far away. Today we're going to be talking about a concert that's going to take place in the summer, July 10th, at the Breakers. And tell us about this one.
This is a very exciting concert on, as you mentioned, Friday, July 10th at the Breakers, called The Beethoven Legacy. Beethoven himself was inspired by and inspired many composers. So the first piece on the program is by Haydn, who was his teacher, one of his teachers. And then the second piece is by him, and the third piece is by Schubert, and then adapted by Mahler, both of whom were huge Beethoven fans. Schubert said on his deathbed that he wanted to hear Beethoven as the last pieces before he died. So let's start this program. The first piece on the program is Haydn's Piano Sonata number 62. And it's interesting, both Mozart and Beethoven were mentored and taught by Haydn, so it's appropriate that we start with this piece. So it was written for a female keyboard virtuoso, Therese Jansen Bartolozzi, whom Haydn had met in England. And what's interesting is in England, he heard a very different piano. So pianos were not as regulated as they were now, right? They were all handcrafted, all quite different. So the English pianos had a much heavier and fuller sound than the Viennese instruments that Haydn was used to hearing. And certainly he played for harp. He played harpsichord as well.
I was going to say they had more of the Viennese ones were more of a harpsichord type of sound.
Exactly, yeah. Right. Good for you. Yeah. You have learned something over this.
I've listened to you. I'm listening to you. This is show number 92.
There we go.
I've learned a lot.
So he was very inspired by these instruments and the music that was being written for them by other composers. It was called the London Piano School. So he used all of these things and he included full chords in both hands, dynamic contrasts, dizzying runs from the top to the bottom of the keyboard. So it's really one of the very first exciting piano sonatas. So we are going to hear it here, played by Charlie Albright, who is gracing our stages this summer.
Again.
His concert is selling so well. If you want to hear Charlie Albright, I would say buy your tickets right now at newportmusic.org because it will sell out very, very soon. And he is marvelous. And this is from his Vivace album. So we'll hear the first two movements and then take a break and hear the last one. So the two first movements are Adagio. And they're both Adagio, even though the first one moves a little bit. And then we'll come back and we'll hear the finale, which is the Presto.
All right, we'll do that with that commercial break in the middle.
Thank you.
Charlie Albright, and make sure you get your tickets early if you want to see him. He's a very popular performer at the Newport Music Festival. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Pamela Pantos as we talk about the concert on Friday, July 10th at the Breakers.
So the next piece on this wonderful program is Beethoven's String Quintet, Opus 29. This is his only string quartet in this form. And it is really quite interesting because it's a bridge. We've talked about in other programs his early period, his middle period, and you really hear the bridge between those two. And yet there's also a foreboding sort of precursor to his late period, in which this piece is nicknamed The Storm. So you hear that kind of brooding nature. So the first two movements are very light and cheery. And then the last movement, nicknamed The Storm, really portends the future. So it is a long piece, so I don't want to talk too much, but we are going to hear that last movement, the presto, and this is the Zurich String Quartet.
We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you. Thank you.
As we mentioned, Schubert was a huge fan of Beethoven, and we even spoke about this for an entire program. So Schubert wrote a song called Death in the Maiden. And then he loved it so much that he adapted it and created his Gloria String Quartet. So Mahler received a score of Schubert's piece and was so inspired that he wrote detailed notes talking about how this could be arranged for a large string ensemble. After his death, his daughter, Anna Mahler, discovered his writings and his score, and he brought it to scholars who then brought it to life. And now it has become a mainstay in the concert hall everywhere, concert halls everywhere. So a very sweet story. We are going to hear The Death and the Maiden, the last movement, here played by the Concertgebouw.
All right, we'll listen to that, and then we'll see you all next time right here with Pamela Pantos from the Newport Music Festival. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's Festival Series featuring the Newport Music Festival. For more information on the festival, special seasonal concerts, to purchase tickets, or to donate, call 849-0700 or visit newportmusic.org.